If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Tuesday, the 5th of November, 2024. Bonfire Night. I used to love Bonfire Night as a kid. Love it. When I was a kid, Halloween wasn't the big thing. Now it's the big thing, isn't it? Bonfire Night was the big thing. But you know what? I absolutely detest both of them now. Maybe I'm getting old. Especially Bonfire Night. People letting off bangers late at night. Think, what are you doing? Just go to bed. I understand sort of rockets that make pretty colours in the sky. But bangers, what's the point of those? We should outlaw them. This nanny state we got at the moment should be outlawing bangers because my dog doesn't like it. Lots of dogs doesn't like it. And I don't like anything my dog doesn't like. And I like things she likes. That's not strictly true. I don't, you know, just go to the park and sniff random strangers. She tends to enjoy that, but I don't. But everything else. Anyway, let's dig into, of course, fireworks are going to be going off tonight for somebody. Presidential election. Kamala Harris. Trump. Who's going to win there? It's tight, isn't it? Very tight. But of course, Trump is saying, we got to go so big, they can't rig it. He's already saying this is going to be rigged. So I think it's going to be trouble. I think the worry is the longer the outcome takes, the longer the result comes, the more volatility in the market. That's the issue. But generally, it can be a buying opportunity if you see a bit of a dip. Okay, first macro bit of news. UK services sector loses steam in the lead-up to the budget, PMI shows. Now, Britain is a service sector-dominated economy. 82%, I think, is generated from the services sector. And it says here, Britain's service sector lost momentum in the run-up to the new government's first budget in October, with business activity growing at the weakest rate in 11 months and the first fall in employment since December, a survey showed today. The S&P Global UK Purchasing Managers Index stood at 52 last month, from September's 52.4, the slowest pace of increase since November 2023. So here they are, services, they came in at 52. It was expected to come in at 51.8. So it beat expectations, but nevertheless, it's down from 52.4. Now the composite, which is manufacturing and services, came in at 51.8, better than expectations, which was 51.7, but a bit of a drop-off from previous month, which was 52.6. So we've gone from 52.6 to 51.8. So slowing. It's not contracting. That's below 50. But it's slowing. So it's not a good sign. By the way, I'm just checking out Amazon website here. My book is still on discount pre-order. 23% off if you want to get it. The paperback version is now £15.39. Kindle version, £14.62. And it's worth 100 times more than that. Absolutely. Honestly, it's an investment in yourself. So head over to Amazon, get a 23% discount, and I'll thank you very much for it. Let's have a look at the next bit. Let's look at the market, shall we? Let's go straight to the markets here. FTSE 100, it's flat, 8186. FTSE 250, down a tenth of 1% to 20,440. FTSE small cap, it's up a tenth of 1%, 6858. The AMOL share, 734 down, 0.15%. It's always down, isn't it? Always. That big rally on the budget day, a relief rally, and now it's tapering off a bit. Okay, Brent crude oil futures up 3% a day to $75.68. Wow. We've got copper. That's also up 0.8%. That is, per ton, 9,846. It seems like support there was at sort of 9,500. It did rally up until, what, over 10,200 in September. It's come off, hit a bottom at 9,500, and now it's 9,800, so around about that. And is there anything else? Uh, Gold. How do I affect gold? Gold is still trading high. It's come off highs of $2,800 dollars an ounce, but it's now at 2,750. So only 50 points off the high, or $50 off the high. It'll break through that. No problem whatsoever. Okay, bit of macro. New car sales fell 6% in October, industry data shows. New car registrations in the UK fell for the second time this year, dropping 6%. Have a guess how many cars are registered a month. No, higher, lower, lower, higher, lower. No, it's 144,288 in October. Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders said declines were recorded across all buyer types except battery electric vehicles. So declines everywhere else apart from EVs. Nearly 300,000 new battery electric vehicles hit the road in 2024. Hit the road, Jack. Representing 18.1% of the market share year to date, an increase from 16.3% last year, but still short of Britain's 22% target. Next, story number two. UK retail sales slumps as shoppers wait for Black Friday deals. Yeah, this is a bit of a sharp thing to do. Figures from the British Retail Consortium showed total sales grew by 0.3% year on year in October, significantly weaker than September's 1.7% and less than half of the three-month average. So these are the official figures. The retail sector sales is year on year to October, 0.3%. The forecast was for 1.4%. Massive miss. Now, previously, it was 1.7, so it's gone from 1.7 down to 0.3. Separate figures from Barclays, which processes almost 40% of the UK's credit card and debit card transactions. It's a big chunk, isn't it, Barclays? 40% they process. Said many shoppers were planning ahead of Black Friday. 37% of shoppers said they intended to shop during the sales period, while almost a third said they'd already put items in an online basket so they could monitor whether those items would be discounted. Essential spending, including supermarket sales, fell 2.2% year on year, the sharpest decline since the full month of lockdown amid the onset of the COVID pandemic in April 2020. What's prompted that then? Because supermarket sales, I think last month, they were up, and they're the only thing that was up. So now they've slumped. Maybe people are waiting to get a turkey in the Black Friday sales. Is that a thing? I don't think so, is it? Or your baubles, or whatever. And story number three. This is quite one. This is from yesterday. You have to remember that Europe is the UK's biggest trading partner. And there were talks now that the Bank of England may slow their aggressive, quotation marks, intention to reduce interest rates. Because that's what Andrew Bailey said. The governor of the Bank of England. He's a bit camp. He doesn't sound like a governor at all, does he? But he needs a voice like Ray Winston, doesn't he, the governor? Not sort of a plummy, middle-class, campish man. Anyway, they should not slow down interest rate reduction. Economies around the world, especially in Europe, our biggest trading partner, is on its backside. So the ongoing deterioration in the Eurozone manufacturing sector continued for the 28th straight month in October. The Eurozone Manufacturing Purchase Manager Index improved to 46 last month, up from 45 in September, and the highest level reached in 5 months. That's the highest level. Remember, 50 is expansion, below that's contraction. So it's still contracting, and it's been contracting now for 28 straight months. Nevertheless, the index still remains firmly entrenched in negative territory. The current slump, which began in mid-2022, marks the longest manufacturing downturn since the PMI survey started in 1997. That's how bad it is. The longest manufacturing downturn in Europe since 1997. Output continues to be constrained by ongoing declines in new factory orders, causing workforce numbers to be reduced further. So it's a vicious cycle here, isn't it? You essentially get less demand from consumers, less is manufactured, less people needed to manufacture those goods, they're laid off. Those people then have less of a wage to buy stuff, so there's less demand. They buy less stuff, factories produce less stuff. They lay off more people. Sirius de la Rubia, the chief economist at HCOB, which compiles these figures, said, the ongoing reduction in inventories is obviously related to the fact that companies purchase and stockpile materials and intermediate goods at the unprecedented scale in 2021-22. Sluggish global demand gives companies no reason to restock, which in turn weighs on the economy. Yeah, okay, some micro news is that companies, of course, sub 100 million market cap with revenue. Okay, first up, in alphabetical order, Afirion, I think that's how you pronounce it, AFRN is ticker. This is the B2B video streaming solutions company providing the following trading update for the year to the 30th of November. Revenue in the second half, they said, is expected to be approximately 20% higher than the first half. Revenue growth in H2 plus cost reduction actions taken early in the year means that adjusted EBITDA for the second half is expected to be approximately 2 million. Adjusted EBITDA. We know what that means. There's no real profit there. Continue to expect reduction in net debt by year end as cost savings and working capital initiatives implemented in the first half generate improvements in free cash flow during the second half of the year. So they are a market cap of 6 million. They are up 84% today. Nuts. That's great. I mean, I suppose it's, you know, they're a nano cap, so they can move like this. So I look back at the, you know, H1 results, and they're not pretty. Revenue decreased by 48% to $12.2 million versus 23.4. So I'm looking at revenue, I'm looking at profit before tax or loss before tax, and I'm looking at cash. Now, I want to see an improvement on all these three levels, and then we'll give it a thumbs up, put it on our watch list, okay? So revenue decreased by 48%, 12.2 million versus 23.4. Loss before tax, 10.9 million versus 8.6. Net debt, as at the 31st of May, was 14.9 million versus 6.1 million on the 30th of November. But they said this is expected to decrease by circa 1 million during the second half of the financial year. So they're going to take that down to 15 million net debt. They take it down to 14 million. Their market cap is 6 million. They are what you call underwater with debt, and they're making a loss. When you have debt and you're making a loss, that's a very dangerous combo. I think, I don't know why it's bounced today. I think it's just been oversold massively. Maybe the sellers have ceased and you've had a bit of buy activity and it's got, well, it's now 96% to 6.4 pence. So now a 12 million market cap. They're now, a 6, 7 million market cap still. Nevertheless, that's a company, you know, I wouldn't touch with a barge pole because all the metrics are deteriorating. Now, talking about that, ASOS, I thought I'd just cover this because it's a popular stock. And obviously, one of AIM's darlings or stars it was in yesteryear. I think if you put £1,000 into this and you sold towards the top there, you'd have £166,000. But that was a while back. And if you look at the chart of ASOS, they've gone from, they're now £3.46. They were, at one point, £77 a share. So you can see where they've been. So the market cap is around about $430 million. Revenue, $2.89 billion versus $3.53 billion, down 16%. Adjusted loss before tax, $126 million versus $70.3 million. Net debt, $297 million. Versus $320 million. Ding. So the net debt has come down, but it's making a loss. Again, you don't want a company with a lot of debt. Net debt, this is net debt. That means if you take all the cash and all that stuff, then still, you know, overawed by debt. Nevertheless, it's not as bad as Ethereum, I suppose. They have a bit more scale there. Next, Ensilica. ENSI, a leading chip maker of mixed-signal ASICs, which is application-specific integrated circuits, announces audited results full year 31st of May. By the way, ASOS is down, 8% today. Back to Insilico, sorry. So they got a market cap of about 48 million. Revenues increased 23% from 25.3 from 20.5. Loss of profit for tax, they made a loss of 52K versus a profit for tax of 47K. Cash increased by 2.1 million to 5.2. This is because they completed an equity fundraising of 6.5 million during the year. Nevertheless, they have net debt of 962K versus 3.35 million. So that's improved and revenue's improved, but loss hasn't. It's amazing, isn't it? Every company we looked at so far have net debt. Oh, to find a company with net cash. They do say the company has started financial year 2025 strongly with key milestones achieved and new business momentum across target sectors, including automotive industrial. Revenues are expected to be second half weighted, as in financial year 24. So the forecasts here are for 30 million in revenue for 2025, up from 25.3, and adjusted profit for tax, 2.7. But like I said, they do have adjusted profit tax of 200 grand, the brokers, where in actual fact, they made 52K. So yeah, you can take 150 maybe off that. So maybe 1.2 million profit tax, maybe, remember about that? Okay, next, Induction Healthcare, a leading digital health platform driving transformation of healthcare systems, announces unaudited interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of September. They've got a market cap of, in fact, where is Insilico? Share price, sorry, I should be doing these as I go. I always forget. It's down 10% to 46.3 pence. So, sorry, back to Induction Healthcare, INHC, market cap of 7.6, revenues of 5.4 million versus 6.1. Loss before tax, 3.15 million versus 2.4. Cash, 3.1 million versus 3.7. So they missed on all metrics there. But forecasts here are for 12 million revenue for 2025 versus 14.4 this year, and adjusted profit for tax of minus 2.2 versus minus 2 for this year. So again, they're still not improving. Well, that first half you wouldn't expect, unless they have a blowout second half, or revenues are weighted to the second half. They always say this in these companies who don't perform in the first half. Next, Itaconix, ITX, a leading innovator of plant-based specialty polymers used to decarbonize everyday consumer products, is pleased to provide an update on current trading, which is in line with current expectations. Revenues are tracking towards the upper end of its preview revenue guidance, $6 to $6.5 million, and gross profit margins for the full year are expected to be in line with guidance, circa 36%. They do have a market cap of $19 million. Sorry, I didn't do it with Induction Healthcare either. It's down 3% Induction Healthcare for 8 pence. Back to Iconics. So market cap 19 million. The forecast for revenue is 6.5 million from 7.9. Adjusted profit before tax of 1.8. Oh, sorry, loss before tax of 1.8 versus 1.2. I don't know what. Oh, net debt is supposed to be 6. No, they're going from cash, sorry. Net cash, they're going from 10 million to 6 million. Again, all three metrics, it's not improving. So, but they are up today, 6.9% to 147. And they did have a profit warning a while back, which took them down. They've traded in a range and they bumped along the bottom pretty much. So maybe a little blip of a relief there. Next, Sosandar. SOS ticker, the woman's fashion brand creating quality, trend-led products of all ages, is delighted to announce it has signed a licensing agreement with Next for a Sosandar homeware range. Of course, Next is a cracking business. It's how you do it. It's how you do mortar and online, mortar and retail online. They're knocking it out of the park. So to get a licensing deal with the big boy on the block, the big lady on the block, doesn't sound as good as you. Is he a big boy on the block? Ooh, he's a big lad. Yeah. Now, if you say, ooh, she's a big lady, doesn't have the same kind of ring to it, does it? Or or the ring of pride, or it's not flattering, is it? The big lady on the block next. They got a market cap of 24 million. These are the forecasts. So they're looking at 40.5 million in revenue for 2025 versus 46.3. Adjusted profit for tax for 25, 1 million versus 200,000 loss before tax. So that's, or 300,000 loss before tax. So 1 million profit versus a £300,000 loss. So that's improving there. And what cash do they have? They have debt of coming down to 8 million from 8.3. Okay, I think that's it. Thanks for listening, if you did. Don't forget, don't miss out on this. They could pull this sale any time and you would miss 15% off the paperback version. And it's now at £15.39. Do you know what? I don't see there being any better value for money out there. It's honestly, I mean, if you don't snap it up at that level, you do not know a bargain when it's looking at you and talking to you in your ears. It's a bargain. It's a bargain. If you want to find out a link to it, then just go to sharepickers.com and then just click on the book link at the top of the page. Thank you very much. And if you want to give me subscribe to this podcast, that would help a lot. Or if you can give me a top rating and review, that would also help a lot. I do appreciate that. If you do that, if you took the time out to do that, I'd really appreciate that. Let me know if you do. Thank you very much. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.